The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Director's on vacation this week, which I don't think you should be allowed to do that, but everybody asked me.
Everybody deserves a vacation.
And my guest this week, my lovely bride, Rhonda, who's filling in. And our special guest that seems to do it every time Davey's on vacation, Miss Lauren Mobley from Wild Birds Unlimited.
Yep, good morning. Good morning. They do tend to call me in when David leaves. I'm not sure what that is.
I don't do it. He does it.
He does.
The thing is, I can't do it by myself, and I don't want to do it by myself.
We just want to get you the best backup in the business.
That's right.
That works for me.
The perfect price and everything, so she's the best.
Got the girl team today.
That's right.
That's it. Another beautiful Saturday morning, but we did have some rain this week.
Thankfully,
we had a good bit
finally.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but rained pretty good at the house last night.
Did it rain last night?
Yesterday afternoon.
I remember raining yesterday morning. I slept.
I saw it yesterday morning, yeah.
I don't remember yesterday.
I might have slept through last night.
Yeah,
I did too. I was tired. Yesterday's been them weird days. It didn't matter how hard I worked or what I did, I didn't make any progress.
Oh, dear.
And it happens a couple times a year, but it sucks that it does.
It does. Yeah, yesterday was kind of a draggy day with the rain.
I couldn't get into it for some reason. I was writing letters and I ended up throwing them all away, I think, because they just didn't come out right.
Not what you wanted to say, yeah.
And Mara and Mandy. Yeah. If we ever retire, Stephen, just remember every day seems alike.
they pretty much are, you know.
Yep.
Well, I have a lunch engagement on Tuesday, so that way I know it's Tuesday. I'm here on Saturday, so I know it's Saturday.
What do you do? Yeah, you start counting backwards? Is that how that works?
I don't know.
And you have PT on Thursday, so.
Now I got physical therapy on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Now, before it is, they bounced them all over the map. 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you name it, I had it. But now they still mix the trainers around.
Well, we needed the rain that we got, so now, that's a good thing.
How much more rain do we need?
Now, the different weather stations will tell you different numbers.
Of course they will.
No one really knows, I don't think. So.
Last I heard, we were 5 inches below for the year.
Okay.
But I'm not sure that's right. I keep trying to count up what we had, what we should have, and it didn't work out. But I'm not a weather person.
All I know is this rain and wind has really destroyed my tomato plants. They're all laying on, even though I had them caged up, they're still laying on the ground.
So. They're 4 feet tall and they're blown flat.
Yeah.
I mean, them things are huge. But they got tomatoes all over them. So.
Okay.
She's already picked tomatoes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's one thing on the gardening aspect that's getting about time. If they hadn't yet, squash should be coming in any time now. Cucumbers won't be long. And start next weekend, look for corn. It'll be here.
One of my friends out in York has big, beautiful garden. She's already got squash and cucumber. She was handing them out last week.
Yeah, I think it depends really on when you planted it and stuff. That has a lot to do. What I'm really surprised is that deer had not really touched my tomato plants. And, I mean, you know, we're out there where the deers roam free.
Right, so, right.
But they haven't.
They haven't touched.
I mean,
that's
them
nice.
Things are 4 feet tall and big. And I was
you
surprised.
Need to come put a bird-like chick on the deer.
Do what?
a bird that'll attack the deer.
A bird that'll attack the deer.
He needs some attack birds, is what he's asking you for. Yes. You ain't got any of those in stock.
This is not how we roll.
No. Now, the minor birds, if you mess with the minor bird's nest, they will come after you.
Is there any chance you can order these?
She went on the warpath against the wasp Thursday, Friday.
I had a real small nest on one end of the carport, and I had a bigger one on the other end. So last weekend, I sprayed both of them, and when the wasp fell on the pavement, I stomped them to make sure they were dead. But they came back.
Oh dear.
A lot of times when you spray the nest, they don't come back.
Well, yeah, because I would think the poison would stay on the nest itself.
These little rascals came back.
Oh, dear.
So increased.
I'm back out there with the
they brought their friends.
Spraying. My brother-in-law, Tommy, he comes over. He says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm killing the wasp." And he's like, he took the can. I said, "I've already emptied that can." You know, but I told him, I said, "Well, I need something to knock those wasp nests down because, I'm not tall enough to." I said, "You need to get me a rake or something to where I can knock them down." Or so. But they haven't got knocked down yet, so we'll see. Maybe I'll get to it today.
My life is not dull.
No. Well, nobody ever said it would be. You just thought retirement would do that for you.
She knocked the blinds off the window behind the TV down, killing them all wasps.
Now he's telling stories on you.
I broke them.
She broke them. So Tommy comes by and she bought new ones. And after 2 or 3 hours, decides they're not big enough.
Oh, gosh.
And takes all the brackets down. She goes at afternoon by the blinds and still laying on the couch and been there.
I am not mechanically inclined enough to do things like that. And, I can do some things, but that is not my expertise.
Okay.
Well, he's coming back the next day to put them up. She got him, and he didn't come back
the next day.
The
next day yet.
And he's still laying on the couch two months later.
What's going on in our bird world?
Oh, gosh. Well, it is still hummingbird and nesting season. Same time this year.
Yep. I've seen two this season.
Two hummingbirds?
And I keep my little feeder cleaned out with... I clean it out about, once a week or so, but I've seen two.
Well, and we're hearing that from a lot of people that hummingbird activity is low. I haven't heard or read or seen anything that would indicate that there's anything different going on from any other time. I've got my regular hummingbird who's coming to the feeder, but of course she's pretty protective of that feeder. So, you're only going to see one at a time at this time of the year.
Yeah.
The other thing, of course, is that they're sitting on nests, so they aren't as active.
Okay.
And the babies haven't fledged yet, so we aren't at our peak.
Okay.
End of season, you've got all the babies have fledged, so they're active. You've got migration, everybody from the north coming through on their way to the south. And everybody remembers, and I say the same thing every year also, that, everybody remembers what they had at the end of the year. This time of year, every year we hear, "Where are my hummingbirds? Where are my hummingbirds? Where are my hummingbirds?" I do keep an eye out for news of anything going on. There's no blight. There's nothing indicating anything different actually in the population than this time last year.
I know when I've seen him, he's been in the den watching TV. What I got a hummingbird.
Yep.
I think I've said it maybe twice.
Yeah.
That's it.
But the other birds, they're just all over the feeders and the suet.
Well, they are. As I said, it's also nesting season, so quick food is very important for the parents, for the adults, trying to get something that's got good protein, good calcium in it, because both of those are very important for egg creation as well as growth.
I'm going to interrupt right there. It's time for a quick break, and we'll be back. Talking about hummingbirds, I presume.
Absolutely.
To the garden's bitch.
Sweetness of the nectar, stronger like a fly. I just love you, love you, love you. I don't even know the reason why. Hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coals, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. The ladies are very wearing out hummingbirds, and I actually learned a lot, but I'm going to say something to make Ms. Lauren mad at me.
Why do you do that?
Rhonda had a lot more hummingbirds when her lecture was read than she does now that it's clear.
Well, I mean, birds in general are declining, so years and years ago, yeah, she might have, but it had nothing to do with the nectar being red.
Why are they declining?
People.
Because of
the building? Birds in general have been seeing a huge decline. Cornell put out a big study.
I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't come prepared to talk on this. I don't have my numbers in
front of me. No, that's all right. Just the mere fact that they're declining. That was enough to get my attention.
And mostly it's human factors, things like pesticides that have course are killing the insects, because hummingbirds, nectar is a small part of what they eat. They eat a lot of bugs. That's where their protein comes from. That's where a lot of their calcium.
We don't use a lot of pesticides around our house.
We don't anymore because we're learning our lesson. But we're also clear cutting. We're taking away habitat. Outdoor cats are a huge problem, and people hate when I say that. I hate to say that. Cats are wonderful companions. They are great pets. Cats are wonderful, and I don't ever want anyone to think that I don't like cats. But
no, you got one in your store.
We used to. They've retired now.
Okay.
I mean, they're 15 years old now.
Yeah, no.
Tom was not happy with the general public coming in and messing with his nap time.
Oh.
So they have retired. They are living their best private lives now.
Good.
But they're still doing well. Nice. So cats are absolutely wonderful pets, but they are an invasive species. They do not occur here naturally, and they are hunters. There's nothing you can do to bring that down. Cats outside wandering are a huge, huge problem for our bird population in general.
We have a feral cat that roams around outside. I've seen one. There's probably more, but I've seen just one. And I've seen him sitting by the bird feeder.
Yeah.
And it's like he's watching to when he can.
He is. That's exactly what he's doing. And people don't fix their pets. Spay, neuter, because we've got so many pets that need homes. And then, as you said, you're out in a rural area. People just drop animals there. And that's
not anymore.
We haven't had any drop off in several years.
Good.
Which I was really.
Good.
I'm mom and dad. You get cats and dogs every month almost.
I know. And it's horrible.
We've been there, since 2007? Mm-hmm. So 19 years, and we ain't seen a dog yet. Okay. And just a few cats.
The cats.
And my cousin down below, Tommy's beside me, Johnny's beside Tommy, down on Dutchman Creek. And he had two good feral cats not too long ago. And I said, what you going to do? We'll let the coyotes have them. And I'm going to take out the coyotes. Coyotes got all but five, and then he took out the coyotes.
And I mean, that's You hate to hear that also. Yeah. Of course, you know, you look at Tiga K, they took out all their coyotes, and then they complained about the deer overpopulation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Humans step in and screw up the balance so much.
I used to.
God has a purpose for all that, okay?
Yep.
But once in a time in nursery, we had 70-something cats. And that was people dumping them off
exactly.
in the driveway every night. Yeah. I mean, we had more. All four of them were feral.
Yeah.
And I had Dr. Lawrence back then. And I called him and we had lunch and I told him I had a problem. He said, the only thing you do is you take them out because if one of them gets a kid, they go on you.
Right.
Right. So I had two guys after work go down there and start popping them and shot 70 of them over a couple of weeks. And if you could touch them, I wouldn't have done it. But they've scared me to death.
Yeah.
Well, back to the bird situation.
Back to the bird situation.
My sister had a little issue with a black snake.
Okay.
It came up in her yard and I guess went up the tree and she had a nest up there. It had eggs in it.
Aww.
That she had been monitoring.
Sure, sure.
You know, she wanted to see them hatch.
Yeah.
And the baby
but
bird.
It was just, it was a nest in a tree. It wasn't in a nest box or anything like
that. No, it wasn't in a nest box. And so the black snake, I guess, went up and got the little eggs. And
unfortunately, that is
so
the
upset
circle.
About
yes.
that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's nothing you can do about that. You know, certain birds are going to use nest boxes and others are not. Now, if you've got a bird that uses a nest box, you don't want to mount that on a tree because black snakes can get to it real easily. But most of our birds don't use nest boxes. A nest in a tree is going to be wide open. There's not anything to do.
Like I've said before, I think the cardinals are using our camellia bushes.
Absolutely.
So they'll get in there because I see them flying in and out of the camellia bushes a lot.
Yeah.
So I figure their nest is somewhere in there. And I'm not going to go in there and try to look for it and disrupt it.
These are big camellias.
Oh, yes.
8 feet or better.
Yep. Good big camellias are going to be a good bush for the birds.
And I thought with the rain that the birds would go after the insects on the ground more so, but they've flocking my bird feeder.
Okay.
It's because you're feeding them too good.
I had one flying up to the kitchen window this morning because I knew the feeder was low.
Right.
I was like, okay, I understand. So I went back, got my little thing full of bird seed and went out there. And the next thing I know, there was about five birds
everybody's
around the feeder.
They are eating the insects out of the ground. Of course, the rain that we had, while wonderful, is probably not going to be enough to really drive the earthworms and our ground is so dry it's just going to suck in that water without becoming water laden and a danger for the insects to drive them up. But having a good insect population, which includes having native plants that are host plants for our insect population, having a monoculture like straight grass is number one. They're not, the grass that we use in our lawns is not native, so it's not a food to any of our insects. But using plantings, and even if it's just a flower bed or something like that you can put native plants in that would be a food source for the insects, which are then a food source for the birds, all of that helps.
I've seen a lot of the little, what they call, are they grub worms?
I don't know. I ain't seen them. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm outside more than he is, but there's like little worms.
Are they white?
Yeah.
They're probably grub worms. Okay, well, we interrupt again. It's that time. We'll be right back to the garden bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, air
AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Steven's music selection and Matt's on. Matt's got your beat, sorry.
I'm the guy with the national show.
Yeah, but he plays me bird songs.
That's right. Hummingbirds. See, he didn't catch that. You did, I know. Seals and Claws, thank you.
Back to our grubworms.
Back to the grubworms. I think you're talking about the little white larvae that are down in the ground when you're digging around. Yes, birds do eat them. I used to have, back my previous house, my garden was actually in the yard. My garden is up on a deck now. But so I would dig, and I had, one year I had a robin who, every time I came out to dig in the yard, she came and stood on the edge. And as I found the grub worms, I'd toss them to her. She'd pick them up. She'd take off and leave, and she'd come right back. And we could do that for hours.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I don't think the cardinals think many of those.
I don't know.
I got mainly cardinals.
Okay.
I've got a few robins, and I've got some, I guess, wrens and some little chickadees.
Yep.
And I see the little chickadees nade out of the feeder.
Yep.
What happened to the cardinals?
Huh?
You used to have cardinals.
I have a bunch of cardinals.
She's got a bunch of cardinals.
That's what I said.
I got a bunch of bluebirds out in Leslie.
I don't have bluebirds.
Nice. Do you have any nest boxes out for them?
It wasn't built as one, but there's this decorative thing of like a, you know, sun or whatever it is, you know, planetary thing. It has a nice hole where it's smiling.
Okay.
And so we've gotten inside there, and for about the fifth year now in a row, we've set up shop.
Okay, I love it.
And this. In and out constantly.
In and out constantly. Yeah. I love it. Have you ever seen the babies flopping?
Only when they're coming out.
Okay.
Then
I keep the dogs to see them.
Because my dogs will want to play. They will want to play.
Yes.
And these things are like, are you kidding?
Yes. Yes.
So there are bluebirds in this area, but if I put up a bluebird nest or a house or
definitely.
Whatever, they would.
That would definitely help. Now, a word of caution about a bluebird house. There's nothing about it that says bluebirds only. So you could get wrens or chickadees or titmice in it also, but all of that is a win in my book.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely bluebirds. In fact, I've got my nest box that they use every year. Has its third set of four eggs in it right now.
For this year. Wow.
Yeah. So we're on our third set, but they're just eggs. They haven't hatched yet. She just finished laying midweek. So we've got a couple weeks. We'll have our third set of babies.
I noticed one thing the other, I guess one day when I was working from home, I had a male and female cardinal on the deck railing.
Okay.
And it was like they were...
Oh, feeding each other.
They were doing something
sweet
with each other. And I thought that was so neat. I couldn't get my phone out in time to go get a picture, and they'd already flown away.
Yep,
so.
that's flirting. Cardinals.
Oh, that's flirting?
Yep, cardinals are very good at flirting with each other and feeding one another, and that's all part of the mating game for them.
Yeah, and I read an article where they together from...
They'll mate for life.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if one of them passes, they mourn.
Yes.
For their mate.
Yes, a lot of birds will do that. They, you know, without assigning human feelings to birds, they do recognize a death. Hear many stories about crows, of course, super highly intelligent birds.
Really?
Yeah, will mourn the passing of a flock mate as a group. I mean, not even just a pair bond, but a group family bond. So yes, birds recognize death and as the end of a life and do mourn, if we're going to put a human word on it. Yes.
Answers why I saw, like, in our yard, I guess cat or something got one of the birds or whatever, and it was laying, and there was another bird standing there beside it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Chirping and going on, and I was like, you know, that kind of broke my heart because this bird laying here was gone.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my goodness. So, yep. Wow.
It's
amazing. I mean,
it is amazing that the birds do have, and birds aren't the only animals. You know,
yeah.
There are a lot of other animals. Elephants are also known for mourning the passing of.
The elephants in our yard.
Do what? No,
we'll
elephants.
Have elephants in our yard.
But elephants do exist in the world, and they have been known to mourn.
Well, lions and tigers do too.
Yeah.
I mean, and gorillas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read
gorillas all definitely. Books. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow we got off subject. I'm no quiet.
Well, I'm sorry, we got to talking about animals.
We were talking about animals in general.
Yeah.
She was talking about gorillas.
Well.
Okay, it's time to go for another break. We'll be right back to the garden, bitch.
We drove a million miles to be with you tonight.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to the garden streets. This last episode of the day, so ladies, go at it.
Well,
what's going on at Wild Birds Unlimited this weekend?
Well, we've got 4th of July coming up, of course, so we're not doing anything big this weekend. We do have some new items coming in. We just came back from our annual meeting, so we're going to be unveiling some new stuff in the next few weeks and a couple months, so keep an eye out on that. But come visit us. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill is up on Celanese next to the Harris Teeter. They are open 10 to 6 on weekdays, 10 to 5 on Saturdays, and 10 to 4 on Sundays, or over in Indian Land off of 521. Let's see, 10 to 6 on weekdays and 9 to 5 on Saturdays. 10 to 4 on Sundays.
That's too much thinking.
You need to go by there. They got some really neat stuff.
Yep, come
visit
us. Lots
of food to take care of your birds.
I got a quick question.
Okay.
You get new stuff in. Where are you going to put it? Because last time I was there, the store was crammed.
Well, we're moving stuff out, too.
So you're dropping some things.
No, they put stuff out front sometimes, and they mark it on sale that they might not be carrying anymore. So
that was my question. Is stopping?
They rotate the stock,
right?
Everybody gets rid of stuff sometimes.
Hey, I go by there, so I see what's out front, what's marked down, and
yep,
When I was able, I went by there too. She was never there, but the girls there were so nice.
Well, when you've got two locations, it's difficult to be two places at once.
No, it's not.
The guys,
you can
girls
smack him after the show.
These are wonderful.
I'm going to be here from now to now. I'm going to be here this afternoon.
I'm always somewhere.
I walk in, and the first thing they say is, good morning or good afternoon. Can I help you find something?
Yep.
There to help me if I need.
Yep.
That's okay. And I usually walk to what I want. So.
That's it, folks. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
And have a great weekend.
This is a lady over here. She's been doing that for a long time. Only because I kept talking to her about it. But anyway, we'll be back.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.